Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're tuned in to Columbo Chronicles at Blog Talk Radio. Follow the mover and shaker, award-winning author and host, seen on TV and radio, Rose Columbo. Every Wednesday, Rose interviews prominent experts and authors on politics and social justice. Call in and listen or ask the guests a question at 646-564-9742. Now, here's Rose.
Hi, everyone. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo, right here for you on Columbo Chronicles Live. And today we have a really special guest here on Worldwide Online Radio, Blog Talk Radio. And our very special guest today will be the world-renowned motivational coach, Anna Weber. And she is an intriguing and interesting woman. And you won't want to miss what her story is about her life as a child and her mother, and how she got to the USA. And it's a human interest story you won't want to miss. Touches your heart. And how she became so successful and how she wants to share that method of success with you. In fact, she wrote the book, The Doxa Method. That's D-O-X-A. And she is going to explain that to us in just a little while. And going to be our very special guest, I thought I might share some information with you. Yesterday I was on a national online radio show with the popular James Lowe out of Texas, great state of Texas, all-American state. We can always depend on Texas to stand up for the Constitution and the flag and the national anthem and for America and Americans. Everybody feels safe when they know Texas is standing up with the rest of the country. Unlike California. California wants to secede from the Union, wants to secede from the United States of America. How ridiculous is that when they depend on federal funding for survival? And in fact, they have an open border policy in California because of Governor Jerry Brown and his regime, a majority of Democrats. And they are flooding our state with sanctuary cities and tent cities, and it's really amazing because what they're doing is they're increasing taxes, regulations, gasoline tax, excessively regulating American businesses, and tying the hands of Border Patrol by writing laws that will help them bypass the supreme laws of the land, which is really stunning, to say the least. And how they're getting away with it is even more stunning, because illegal immigration is exactly what it says. Illegal immigration is a violation of immigration laws. It's a violation of identification laws. It's a violation of federal law. Harboring and protecting illegals is a violation of federal law. Absolutely stunning what's going on. In the meantime, California is experiencing an increase of homeless people and hungry people and people living in their cars and their vans in Walmart parking lots or trying to find somewhere to live where they won't be sighted by the police. And so not all people who are homeless are alcoholics or drug addicts, but they are still human beings, even if they are, and they shouldn't be treated less than human beings, but they have a disease that needs to be cured. And then we have the people who lost their jobs. We have people who are unemployed, who maybe their hours were cut down. Maybe they went through a horrific divorce and don't have any job skills. They need a hand up. And until they can get employed or they can't afford child care or there is a problem with chronic illness or cancer or some other issue. So there's lots and lots of reasons that Americans are struggling. So my point to James Lowe when he was asking me about these due process, the illegal immigration and due process of law, because President Trump and AG Sessions, and I voted for President Trump, and I support President Trump, and I support the Attorney General Sessions. However, I do not support denying due process of law to anyone accused of a crime, including drug lords. And I'm no fan of drug lords. I think drug lords need to be the key that they search for and arrest, and that they are the ones who need to be in court. But I still believe that every person who's accused of a crime in America should be able, as required and mandated and guaranteed by the Constitution, to due process of law. Due process of law is what sets us apart from tyrannical, dictatorial, third world countries. This is why so many people attempt to enter into the USA, for the most part, up until the age of Obama and Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, John Brennan, and all the rest of the Democrats, with a few rhinos thrown in. However, it is very important to uphold due process of law and not deny due process of law in America, because due process of law, which is what makes us a civilized nation. We don't judge people by mob rule. We don't go out and lynch them. People may do that or have done that, but it's illegal and against the law. And so we must protect due process of law, because anyone can be targeted. Anyone can be accused of a crime. Anyone, at any time. It happens every day, somewhere every day. And the only thing that protects us, and the framers wanted to make sure we were protected from tyranny, is due process of law, because due process of law guarantees us Miranda rights. Due process of law guarantees us the right to a phone call, the right to an attorney, the right to a judge, the right to a trial. And if found guilty and they have imposed a mandatory death sentence for drug lords who are guilty, then so be it, because they are killing millions of people around the world for decades. And it all seemed to happen excessively, and a major increase when the Clintons hit Arkansas over at MENA Airport. And it appears that the borders were opened, the ports were opened, and the regulations were loosened for foreign ships under the Obama regime. And then we have rural airstrips where people can fly in secretly at night and land. So we have open tunnels, and now we have a migration of radicals coming not only into Mexico and into Canada. They've already been migrated into the USA by Obama and Hillary for 8 years. They were flown into our country secretly at night using U.S. tax dollars to do so, to fund this agenda, this executive order. Under the guise, they were migrated into the USA under the guise of Christian refugees fleeing their country from tyrannical laws. But as it turns out, the majority are radicalized, a majority of males who are living in no-go zones and training up with weapons, as we've seen in the news and the FBI reports. So they are no different than the illegals who entered illegally into this country, because the majority are not Christian refugees, and they tell us that they are not, that they are here not to assimilate, but to dominate, and that they are here to change our constitution into their foreign ideologies, which is bonded to their religion and cannot be separated. So we have a major problem, and due process of law, as I told to James Lowe and his audience, is so important that no president, whether we support them or not, should be allowed, or Congress, to be allowed to deny Americans due process of law. I also oppose the NDAA law, which denies due process of law, because if you're accused of being an enemy of the USA, you too can be a target and denied due process of law. And you may be 100% innocent. But the catch is, not only do they want to deny due process of law, they want to access all your assets, even if you're not charged with a crime. You're just accused. So based on an accusation, they could come in and take all your property, your vehicles, your business, your bank accounts, and how are you ever going to be able to defend yourself, even if you're 100% innocent, if they've confiscated all your money and all your assets? You can't. It's impossible. So you're going to rot away indefinitely detained without anyone knowing where you're at, because you're denied a phone call. You're denied due process of law. You're denied a lawyer. You're denied a jury. You're denied a judge. You're denied an appeal. You're denied a day in court. So this is tyrannical, in my opinion, and it is un-American, in my opinion, and unconstitutional, in my opinion. And, for example, the Obama regime captured, their DOJ captured terrorists, and they housed them in Gitmo. And then they had a capture and release program where they captured and released them from Gitmo. Or they, if they were caught in the news attacking Americans or killing Americans, they weren't treated as war criminals. They were held as civilians and tried in civilian court, not in a military tribunal, which would cost us like a brown bag lunch and a cup of coffee to try them in a military tribunal, instead of millions of dollars that are spent to hold a civilian trial and provide them high-powered lawyers at Americans' expense. So they get a civilian trial, the terrorists, and they get a lawyer, and they get a phone call, and they get to defend themselves. But if you're an American, think about this. If you're an American and you get accused and targeted for whatever reason, not all FBI agents, not all police officers, not all sheriffs, not all USAGs are 100% people of integrity, people with principles and values. They have been politicized, and they are political, and they have bias in some cases, which we are witnessing today, because we're human beings and we're easily swayed sometimes. We are weak people. We're weak human beings. So these things happen. We have wonderful FBI agents. We have wonderful sheriffs, wonderful DOJ personnel as well. But if you get caught up in the legal system by a bad apple, or someone that targets you, you can have your life ruined forever. If you have all your assets confiscated and you're 100% innocent, and this is already happening, has been happening since the Clinton administration, because I know of cases of people who this happened to. For example, one man, he had a car dealership and he sold Mercedes. And somehow some drug dealers ended up buying Mercedes from him. Well, because they bought the Mercedes from him, he got named and he got charged. And it cost him $1 million to prove his innocence. And in the meantime, he lost his family. They got a divorce because of financial difficulties and all the legal problems. He lost his home and he lost his business and his reputation, because once you're accused, people automatically think you're guilty, which isn't true. 20% to 20% of all people in our prisons are innocent, but they don't have the money to defend themselves, or they don't have the DNA available for evidence. So think about that. Due process of law is extremely important to our civilization, to our freedom, our liberties, our rights, and to proving our innocence. Otherwise, guilty as charged, and they're going to come, and even if you're not charged, they want to, and you're just accused, they want to take all of your assets. And if they take all of your assets, you cannot afford an attorney, can you? You cannot afford to defend yourself in the United States of America, which is tyrannical. And that is a dictatorship, it's totalitarian, and that's what third world nations do. And on that note, we're going to take a little break. I just want you to think about due process of law. I want you to defend due process of law. I want you to call the White House. I want you to call your congressman and defend due process of law, no matter who's accused or what they're accused of. Every person accused of a major crime or a misdemeanor needs due process of law in order to prove their guilt or their innocence. So on that note, we'll take a little break, and then we'll come back to Columbo Chronicles. So think about that, due process of law.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Columbo's home on the Columbo Chronicles Live to your home, Columbo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Listening is an art. An art that humans are losing to the world of robots. Robots don't have any tone or human feelings. The addiction to communicate by texting isn't going away. People are feeling isolated, lonely, frustrated. People need people willing to listen to them. Can you imagine getting a text message that read, "You're fired," or "Hi, would you marry me?" It is happening. Columbo Chronicles is the option and the answer to human communication. Columbo Chronicles provides email access to your ideas and issues. Take advantage of this opportunity now. Go to columbochronicles.com. Click on subscribe today. Columbo is spelled C-O-L-O-M-B-O Chronicles. Fill out the form, submit it, bookmark and subscribe today. Remember the name, columbochronicles.com.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up, because Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose, Rose Colombo, is now going to enter into the world of authors and experts with world-renowned author and motivational coach Anna Weber. And Anna Weber is, oh my God, she's an intriguing woman. And you just don't want to miss what she has to say, especially about her wonderful latest book, The Doxa Method. That's D-O-X-A, Doxa Method. And she's going to explain that to us. And she's also going to hopefully tell us a little bit about her childhood. It's a human interest story that is so intriguing, and everyone should hear it, and how she became successful and how she got to the USA. She also wrote a book called 360 Degrees of Success for professionals, and she wrote a book, The Money Flow. So let's get started, because Anna Weber is an intriguing woman, and I just can't wait to say hello. Hi, Anna. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Rose?
I'm good, and I'm really happy to talk to you, because everybody needs to be motivated.
Yes. We live through challenging times. We need motivation and inspiration as well.
More and more every day.
Yes.
You have to challenge everything now. So,
yes.
Anna, before we get started, I had a little birdie tell me that that they found a picture of you in the Book Publicist of Southern California's newsletter, and it was you and President Trump. Now,
yes.
Can you give us a secret? Did you ever kind of coach Donald Trump?
No, I never did. The picture was taken quite a few years ago. It was an event that was honoring Michael Phelps, the American swimmer, in New York. And I had the book at that time, Your 48-Hour Day, a time management book, and I had such I knew that Donald Trump and some of his associates were attending this event, so I really wanted to give him one of my books as a present. And it wasn't easy to get to him. It was at the end of the evening. Everyone was walking out, and, of course, he had a couple of bodyguards, and his wife, Melania, was next to him. And I kind of tried to walk to him, and they stopped me. They said, no, 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 you can't get close to him. But he waved to his bodyguards and to everybody else that was kind of behind him, just stay back, let's see what she has to say. And I walked over to him, and I gave him the book, and he took some photos with me. He says, you're a lady with a lot of courage. And and he said, I kind of like that, and let's take some photos with you. And that was it. And I just went back to the hotel, and I'm like, whoa, wait, what did just happen? So... yeah, that was a few years back. At that time, I did not meditate even or not even think that he's going to be our president. I had no idea or any inclination, but that's basically the true story of me taking a picture with Donald Trump.
Isn't that amazing how that happens? It happened to me at a luncheon one time, and it was one of the chiefs of police, and he had all his security guys and everything, you know, and it was a big hotel in L.A., and I somehow got invited, and so I attended, and one of his bodyguards was sitting at our table, and he said to me, he goes, would you like to take a picture with the chief? And I thought, oh, of course.
Ooh.
Well, nobody could get close to him, and he's like, walking out, they stopped him. They said, you know, we want you to take a photo with Rose. And he stopped.
Yeah.
We take the photo.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody else was like trying to run after him, you know. It was so wonderful. It was fantastic. It was
it's
just
a moment.
Things
it's
are memorable.
Moment.
Yeah, and it's funny because you think, gee, how did that happen?
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Yes. It was.
and so you wrote this wonderful book, The Doxa Method, because, you know, so many people just don't have a clue. They have low self-esteem. They think they can't do anything. They get depressed or they're shy or, you know, so or they don't have a direction. And and they're just out there, you know, waddling around in the water. And so what is the DOXA method?
Well, interestingly enough, I actually implemented, it's a success formula. And I implemented this formula for many years at the various organizations where I filled positions as chief financial officer, chief executive officer, VP of sales, and so forth. And these tools and these formulas have worked fabulously in the business arena, but also for personal, for people in a personal fashion. So basically, the title of the book is The DOXA Method, but the subtitle is Transport Your Fears into Success. And that is huge because it's huge for me. I grew up very shy, very insecure, timid in an Eastern European country, Romania, under communism regime. So I didn't speak up or I didn't speak out or I didn't say anything unless I was asked, and even then I volunteered very little information. That's how I was raised. So needless to say, I grew up with fear. I grew up with anxiety. I grew up with apprehension, and I grew up with a lot of doubts. And to only many years later, I realized that when we decline that emotion or when we give it too much energy or focus on it, it becomes even more potent and more powerful. But when we invite and transport it into our lives and learn, like through the DOXA method, how to build a dialogue with your mind and how to be in the now, but also be in the three time zones, circulate the three time zones at all times, you're realizing that you're actually transporting that fear, and you look at it and it's getting diminished, and therefore it's like a scale. It's increasing your success, your outlook on life, and it's decreasing that fear and anxiety. According to some research that I've done, 48 million Americans suffer from anxiety, and only maybe 10 million seeking professional, you know, help and support. So what about the rest? It's really not only depleting their focus and their minds and their success, but it's really crippling their whole entire livelihood. It's a huge factor that we need to basically address.
Yes, fear is huge. I mean, a lot of people are fearful of a lot of different things, and especially success. And it's kind of strange to think that, you know, there are people, including myself, who are so close to maybe succeeding at something, and then all of a sudden fear comes in. You're like, oh, what if the people don't like me? What if they don't like what I'm saying? You know, and all these things are going around and around in your head, you know. Yeah. And so that fear of stepping on the stage, for example, is very frightening and to a lot of people. And I believe that you're absolutely right. And you also say it's a revolutionary effect. And effective.
Yes.
And
yes,
realistic method as well that you've applied for over 25 years. But you applied it, but you also, as a child with your mom, ended up escaping over to Israel, did you not? From Hungary?
Yes, I was a little girl from Romania, actually. We went from the known, the little meager and very, I would say, very, very, in a way, very poor, but very cultural lifestyle. We actually embarked on a journey that we didn't know what was expected of us, didn't know the language, didn't have a home. It was very courageous, and I think my mom was very, not courageous, just a real hero, because taking that step from the known to unknown, again, you have to diminish fear and believe in something and hope for something and look up to something. And I think that's basically the purpose, the passion, the spirit, the purpose that I'm so much defining in some of my books, because when you ignite your passion and your spirit gets elevated and you find your purpose, you will get somewhere. And what I need to add here, I think success is a very, I would say, a very versatile way of thinking or behaving. To some people, success might be just having a wonderful relationship with their kids. To some other people, travel the world, perhaps get an education. So it's not really one size fits all. What really you feel that you are successful with. And I think that's
I think a lot of people, Anna, think success is all about money.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, because we see people worship other human beings and, you know, and just will do anything to be close to them or touch them or, you know, or support them and cheer them on. And I part of it, I think, is because they are very wealthy and they're impressed by that. And they think that's success.
Yes, and it's a power, and it's a certain tool that you can use. But that's why in the Money Flow I say, you know what, money can be your greatest servant, but never should be your master. Don't lose your authenticity. Don't use your genuineness and being real and having integrity. Not everything you can buy with money. People think that they can sell people and buy people because, you know, they can write a check or any other form of payment, but it's incorrect. Most of the businesses that I was running and I was very influential in their success, money was actually the third and the fourth component. It was about the relationships, the energy, the way we were thinking, the whole culture of the organization, you know, producing and giving so much more than just, you know, taking back. And then, of course, money was affected by it, very much so.
Yes. So if you're, would you say there's two different types of people, though? We have the good people who want to, you know, be successful and earn a lot of money and give back to other people who aren't as, you know, as successful financially.
Right.
And then we have the people who are criminal-minded who know how to make money criminally, and their whole god is money, and they don't want... It appears to me that they're very greedy and they give back to nobody.
It's very
except
tempting.
Themselves.
See, Rose, yeah, money is extremely tempting. There's no doubt about it. So much power, and we attach so much power, especially with today's technology and gadgets. We have everything is costing money. Little kids, you see them on the iPhone and iPad, you know, everything, all of this is basically a money expense. But yet, we have to realize that the core values that we are grown up with, and those core values will keep us sane and mentally totally in balance, not necessarily the money.
Mm-hmm. And so what about all the different industries you've worked for? Because you've worked for many. You've been CFO, CEO, COO, Vice President of Sales, in many different areas such as automotive, manufacturing, medical, hospitality. Is that only in the USA, or do you travel around the world?
Actually, great question. I'm so happy you asked it. I've been actually working since I was 11 in Israel, believe it or not. My first job was collecting chicken eggs, and I think that was quite an experience to build a relationship with those chickens. I was able to be not so intimidated, be able to meet my quota. I have worked in various industries overseas as well, in New York, where we actually came into the United States, and then, of course, California. And that's what I found out. That's why so many years later I released this DOXA method, because I've realized that regardless to what the nature of the organization, whether it was Porsche race car division or the Smithsonian Institute, or we manufactured the first CPAP breathing machine, medical devices, regardless to what the nature it was, all companies had something very, very delicate in common. And again, it's that energy, it's the culture, it's the relationships, how we dealt with cash flow, how we dealt with competition, how we recommended sometimes a competitor for a certain product, and be there for that customer. So many facets, they were actually very similar. So even though I worked also in the clothing and hospitality industry, was the same ideas and the same foundation had to be built regardless to what the company was selling, whether in the service or distribution or manufacturing. And that's what made the companies not only sustain and stay in business, but also grow and maintain so much success. And that's wonderful to be part of that.
Yes. And so do you just mainly coach businesses and executives, or do you coach the average person, the entrepreneur who wants to succeed, as well as maybe even celebrities?
I have worked with some celebrities. I have worked with leaders. Again, the leadership is very much setting the rule for the whole entire organization. But I worked my way up from the bottom to the top, and I'm kind of hands-on. I do a lot of groundwork. I get involved with many, many facets of the business, not necessarily just the leaders, because there's got to be a communication, a connection. And so often you have that disconnect, you know, I'm better than you, or that philosophy, or that diplomacy, that you know, the psychology in the company. I mean, it's very, very, sometimes it's very potent and very instrumental. But when you realize that you giving so much back, and there is it's not just you working for that paycheck, whether you get it once a week or once in 2 weeks. There is so much more to your life. And even today, I have to tell you, I love getting up at 5:30 and getting ready for my day. And it's very exciting because it's, you feel that you're giving something back. And there is that emotion and that feeling, there's just nothing to compare with it.
Would you say there's one, two, or three techniques that you think are important to people you coach to actually comprehend and use?
Yes, very much so. One of the most important commodities is time. Time, you know, runs out. we can't hold back time. And I think time, everything is built around time. Time management, how somebody utilizes that time. And again, how you live your personal life is very much also connected with your business life or entrepreneurship or your education life. It's all very much intertwined. So time is huge. Your energy. I tell people, eat the foods that love you back. Be careful what you're eating. Does it love you back? Is it really nutritional for you? Are you doing the exercises that are healthy and happy for you and very much, you know, influential in your life? Are you thinking positive? Are you helping other people who perhaps having more hiccups in the tests that they have to perform? So it's a whole, I would say, it's the whole globe of things. And of course, how you're managing the money, how you're managing in your personal way, how you're managing in your business, what kind of banking relationships do you have? Do you have credibility? And all of that basically is connected with not just it's the coaching, it's the teaching, it's the workshops, and people feel within 90 days what a difference does it make? Oh, it's like, oh my God, it's like I'm transformed a new person.
That's wonderful, because I think there's so much negativity in the world today and so many people are negative. I mean, you can walk down the street and you can say hello to somebody and they don't say hello back, they don't smile.
Right.
And you think,
right,
wow, that person must have a lot of problems, you know, must be very unhappy. And
right.
It's, you can tell on people's faces, you know, if they're grumpy or they, you know, are unhappy with life in a lot of cases, you know. And so how do you overcome all the negativity that's out there today? Because we really do need to put more positivity back into our universe.
Yes, I think by detaching yourself more from what it, because you, I tell people feel time, F-E-E-L instead of F-I-L-L, time. You feel, when you're surrounded with a certain energy, you actually feel it. Am I in the right group of people? When we concentrate and we focus more on the positive, and I tell people the five magic formulas, is the five P magic formulas: preparation, passion, portion, priority, and purpose. And when you work with those five P magical formulas, what really happens is that you learn, like just like if you bake a cheesecake, you're not going to put the same amount of cheese in a cheesecake as in a cake that maybe just has a little bit of cheese and much more fruit. So it's very important what portion of our time we devote to positive things and constructive things. What do we have passion for, if we even have passion, if we just didn't lose it in the process of our lives? Is there a purpose? And what about priorities? What is really most important today? If a kid calls a parent from school and says they got hurt or they're not feeling well or they're running a fever, that is much more important than anything else. So you have to put everything else secondary. And I think by organizing your time and understanding the five formulas, you're not really enslaved to life. You actually have much more freedom and much more liberty to really enjoy every second of it. And even when challenges and obstacles come into your life, you become much more proactive with them, much more, you don't react to them, you're not as emotional, and you blend your feelings with common sense and logic, and they become the best of friends, and you don't make emotional poor decisions that you're going to regret later on in life.
Yes, because when you make poor decisions, it may not affect you at that moment, but it can't come back
yes.
to you years later. And then all these memories come flooding out.
Yes. I tell people from the Doxa Method, if they walked away with one thing that was very detrimental in their lives, they would have less regrets. And how huge is that? Because so many of us carry that weight from yesterday, not the, you know, the actual physical weight, but the emotional weight, and it's hard to let go. So how much are you in the now? What are you looking forward to tomorrow if that weight keeps you so much down and it keeps you demotivated, uninspired, and you just feel like, you know, you're aging and you get older and you know, nothing appeals to you, nothing looks good to you, you know?
When you talk about aging, you know, people are living longer and they're living healthier because of all the information out there. In a lot of cases, not everybody, but a lot of people are. And they look younger than they used to because of all the different techniques and skincare and vitamins and everything today.
Right.
And so it seems to me that no matter what age you are, you can continue on with your motivational coaching because there's so many things in life that people have dreams of doing and never are able to do them due to life's, you know, issues.
Yes.
And so do you encourage people, no matter what age they are, to try and still reach their dreams?
Oh, absolutely. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your goals, regardless how old you are. Age is just a number. It's just a certain number. You know, there's so much more because you don't want to take away people's dignity. You don't want to take people's hope away. That's what keeps you going, especially when times are very tough. And it's huge in our lives. I'm in my late 60s. In a year and a half, I'll be 70 years old. So the experiences and the knowledge and the education and the life challenges that I can bring in, you know, to the table, you can't put a price tag to it because when somebody says, oh, I know how you feel, I know how you feel because I've been there. So I experienced that, and I don't forget. So I think that's it's very valuable to tell the truth, live the truth, be authentic, be genuine, give more, don't give up, don't give in, and have a life of worth living. I think that's at any age. There's no such a thing it's too late for this or too. You can even go back to school at 60-some years old and get another degree. It's not the end of the world. If you desire to do so, go for it. Do it.
Exactly. That's exactly what I think, too, because age is just a number. And so I think, you know, people should, you know, pursue their goals and their dreams no matter what age they are because life is, you know, life is so full of different experiences and so many people have those experiences they can share with others even if it's putting it down in a book for their family, you know. That's another thing they might want to do. So is the Doxa method a spiritual connection to oneself and a higher being?
It has some spiritual connection. It has some, I would say, some practical connection. It has at least 55 pages of some of my life experiences being homeless, quite deep, I would say, and how we overcame certain situations. It has a few formulas as well. It has tools that can be very practical, and you can tailor to fit your life where you are today. I never believed in one size fits all. It's where you are, and there's no two people alike, and there's no 2 days alike. You can wake up in the morning, look fabulous, and the next day you feel like, oh my God, I don't want to look in the mirror. So it's very different. But I would say most importantly is that when you touch someone's life in a positive fashion and you're instrumental in helping them conquer certain things in a different way, my God, you did your homework. What more can you ask for? If a student from Indonesia or from the Philippines writes to me an email, you know, I completely looked at life differently before I read some of my books and I'm applying some of your wisdom. And I'm thinking, you know what, that's just wonderful. I mean, what else can we take with us more than that? There just isn't. This is the deepest molecule of a person. You touch someone's life. And I think... This is the answer to so many questions and so many doubts and fears that we have to that we live with today. You know.
Yeah, I tell my children, adult children, and my grandchildren too. You know that, that time is precious. You don't know how much time you have, so you should.
Exactly.
Embrace that as a gift from God that you get to wake up every morning and see the sun or the rain or whatever God provides that day and your family or friends or whoever, and you get to do what you do. And so don't waste your time because time is precious. And it's going to go by because they'll say, oh, I wanted to do this or that. And I say to them, well, you could have done it yesterday, but yesterday is gone and today is half gone. And tomorrow you're going to wake up and said, I should have done that yesterday. And I said, but if you just do a little bit every day, I said, then you're not wasting your time.
Exactly.
And so, Anna, tell me.
Yes, my dear.
With your wonderful book, The Doxa Method, you have other books for professionals and for people that are concerned about finances and money making and that type of thing. And so what are some of those books that you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, The Money Flow is actually just got translated into Chinese. It's a fabulous book. It has a lot of tips and formulas how to deal with certain challenges and positions in your life. The 360 Degrees of Success has lots of tools, time management tools and other tools that are very applicable, money, time, energy, and relationships. Then we have Passion, Spirit, Purpose that leads to the Doxa Method. I think the Doxa Method, most importantly, will empower people how to filter the choice. And that choice, every day when I wake up in the morning, I make a choice, and so do you, and so does everyone else. Am I going to have a good day? Am I going to invite a good day? Am I going to concentrate on the good things? Am I going to do one good thing for someone else? And we can make that choice, and we can lead that choice throughout the day, and it makes a huge difference. Even the clothes that we wear, I prepare for 25 or 30 years my clothes the day before, regardless of what my activity is the next morning. I will prepare the clothes the night before. I have it all, you know, prepared. I'm not worried about what I'm going to wear. I know the weather and so forth. So there is a certain routine that I do that actually saves time, and it also brings you, connects you more with yourself. You know, Carl Jung said
there is... I'm sorry, but I think that you just clicked something in my head. I think that's very important to do because I never really thought about it. But you waste so much time in the morning when you're trying to figure out what am I going to wear, where is it, you're looking for it.
I think
that's very important what you just said.
Yes. And you know, the bottom line of it is that we can choose what face we put on from the inwards and from the outwards. So we can choose the outcome for the day. We can definitely choose. Yeah.
Yes, and so I have a last question for you.
Yes, yes.
Can you tell us, with your Doxa Method and your other books, who do you admire the most in the world when it comes to someone who you believe with their philosophies and their good works is someone you admire?
Yeah, I learned a lot of Carl Jung's studies, and he said one of the most difficult things in life is to get to know oneself, not run away from yourself. I think Carl Jung was a genius, and I have quite a few other people. Like, I think Churchill was quite a dynamic person, and so was Mother Teresa. There's a few people that I always believe that they taught me something, and of course my mother was my mentor. there's so many people that I looked up to. But each and every day I'm learning something new, and each and every day I'm teaching someone something perhaps that they were not aware of or, you know, applying to their lives. And that's the blessing of life. That's all I can say.
And you're a blessing to life, and now's your time
Thank
to shine,
you.
Anna
Thank
Weber.
Thank
and you
so
can
much.
Tell our audience, you can tell our audience any message you want, and talk about your book
and
how to contact you, your website, whatever.
My website is www.annaweberdoxa.com, and I would say just shine. Don't worry about anything, because you shine regardless. There's always something special about everyone. Something original in everyone, and don't give up, don't give in, just give more of yourself, or whatever you have, just give more of it, and the results will come.
Oh, that's wonderful, and I just love talking
Thank
to you.
You,
and we'll do it again in the future.
Thank
and
you
And you have
so much.
A blessed, you're so welcome, and have a blessed
Thank
day.
Thank you so much. You too. Thank you very much for all your efforts, Rose. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And Anna Weber has left the building, but be sure to get her book. She is fabulous. And the book is The Doxa Method, D-O-X-A. So check it out on Amazon. Check it out on her website. And you can read all about Anna Weber on her website. Just type in her name and Google it, and it'll pop up. Or you can go to Amazon.com to get her books, The Doxa Method. And the rest of the wonderful books for professionals or entrepreneurs, 360 Degrees of Success and The Money Flow, a couple that I spotted that I'm going to be reading soon. So on that note, let's take a break, and I will be back with you in just a moment on Columbo Chronicles Worldwide Online Radio at Blog Talk Radio. So don't touch that dial, and remember that everybody can be successful, but you just need to learn from people who have written the books, who have coached people around the world, and who are trying to help you by writing those self-help books.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure, be sure to bring your appetite.
That's right. Be sure to bring your appetite to the Horseshoe Cafe. And don't forget to say hello to Patty. She'll be so happy that you stopped by. And now let's turn to some of the issues of the day that are occurring right as I speak. A Baltimore mayor announces taxpayer-funded defense fund for illegal immigrants. Is that even legal? I mean, everything that is happening is going for the illegals. Justice is for the illegals, not for the legal Americans anymore. We're getting shafted. We're getting taxed. We're getting denied freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to choose, freedom of thought, freedom of press, freedom to speak out, freedom to protest. Everything that the Constitution guarantees is no longer for legal Americans. It's all for illegals and fake refugees who are here to impose their tyrannical laws that they led us to believe under the Obama regime they were coming to flee and to embrace America, become proud Americans, and assimilate and become Americans. But no, that's not happening either. Nope, that is not happening. Parkland shooting survivors say the NRA is basically threatening them. Oh, give me a break. Their number one weapon in America that kills more people, my opinion, is drugs and opioids and heroin from illegal drug traffickers, drug lords, and people on the take that are within the government internationally, not just in America, as well as big pharma's opioids that are being overly prescribed and killing young people and adults and getting them hooked on drugs. So, and then we have Stormy Daniels says she technically didn't sleep with Donald Trump. Well, if she didn't sleep with Donald Trump, then and she got paid $130,000, what was there to cover up? Why is she bothering to hit the news media? Because really nobody cares. We have bigger fish to fry in America and around the world. And then there's another article from the Washington Post that says, yes, Antifa is the moral equivalent of neo-Nazis. And therefore, it's amazing to me that they have not been dismantled and designated as a terrorist organization. And do you know who funded Antifa? According to the news, it's alleged to be Soros, George Soros, Hillary Clinton, and Obama. Donald Trump is saying the UK is hiding its massive Muslim problem. Well, of course they are. They do not want to be embarrassed by their big mistake. And then, of course, there's the House Republicans claim an annual salary of $450,000 is middle class. That, I hope, is fake news because that is absolutely ridiculous. It makes no sense at all, even to someone with an IQ of a fifth grader. Florida Senate rejects ban on assault weapons, votes to arm teachers. Good for Florida, because knives are the number one weapon that kill people in America, along with drugs, chemical-laden products, and many believe the chemical-laden chemtrails in the skies, as well as the toxic poisons and plastics in the ocean, and the methane poison that's churning down at the bottom from oil spills leaked into the soil and the drinking water, and all the prescription drugs that are flushed into the oceans and the drinking water. I mean, there's just so many ways that people are being adversely affected today and are experiencing increased health issues such as dementia, Alzheimer's, memory loss, loss of focus. There's just so many different things. So try to eat healthy foods. Try to eat organic foods and always rinse off your fruit and your vegetables and your potatoes and so forth, just in case. And read the ingredients on every box and every chemical-laden vaccine and prescription. So those are just a few of the things going on in the world today. And on that note, we will be back with Colombo Chronicles and the Rose, Rose Colombo, with another very special guest next Wednesday from noon to 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time in the good old USA on the West Coast. And that's 3 to 4 p.m. on the East Coast. Check your time in your state and your country. And thank you for listening to Colombo Chronicles. Bookmark us, follow us, and We'll be happy to provide you with more human interest stories that affect not only the lives of people in America, but the lives around the world. God bless you, wherever you are.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.